You're listening to Anishinaabe Ogima, Boys Fort Leaders from the Present to the Past.
My name is Corey Strong. Right now, I'm currently the executive director for the Boys Fort Tribal Government. I've been doing this now for 6.5 years. I feel that I bring a lot of enthusiasm and I bring a lot of different ideas. And the biggest thing that I think that I do bring here to the job is that it's always been kind of my motto that, you know, I'm going to get things done and we're going to do it right. I know when we go out and speak on behalf of the tribe, we're speaking for all our band members. And whether we're meeting with state legislators in the House or the Senate or the governor or federal legislators in the U.S. Senate or the House of Representatives in Congress, I think, and as well as all the federal agencies, state agencies, outside private businesses in general, and just even community relations, typically what happens is they do just, you know, take the stance that if we didn't say anything or comment, then we're okay with things. So that's why I feel it's important that we do need to speak up and let people know what we think and what our feelings are and what our stance is on various topics. Well, some of the biggest things I think is that we do have a number of social economic issues that face our residents, and not only at for the whole reservation and some of our members throughout the state and the countries, that there's a certain percentage that maybe that could be working, that we'd like to see working, but they have personal issues that tend to keep them from holding down a good job. Some of the issues that we look at that we're trying to come up with ways that we can help out or at least provide an out for people, that they, you know, to show them there's another alternative to choose from and provide those alternatives for them. And we do that through collaborating with state or federal agencies or other private foundations that may provide funding that will help us expound on the amount of funding we have. And if we can put a dollar in and we can get $3 coming into the reservation to help out with combating an issue or addressing different issues, then, you know, I think the return on our dollar is well spent. And so we're always looking for various, when I'm thinking about that across the board of a lot of our programs, we're always looking for various ways to stretch out our funding here so we can help as many people as we can. I think one of the things that I like, I have grown up in the lake my whole life. One of the stories that I think I liked is, you know, when I was in high school, I would play sports, football season being a fall. You know, I'd have games on Friday night, and then the next day on Saturday, there was times where I'd have my mom drop me off out on a reservation on Highway 65, and I would tell her to, and this is way before cell phones or before anything, and I would go out and whether I was hunting grouse or deer, but she would drop me off, and I would tell her to be back and pick me up at a certain time, and I would end up walking back through and hunting in the backwoods, and I enjoyed that time. You know, it was just by myself, and I think that's a huge resource, and I've taught my kids that. One of the other things that I do like is that we've taught them how to trap and hunt and fish. The biggest thing is to, I guess, appreciate our natural resources here that we have at Boys Fort. Harvest wild rice, you know, I mean, I love ricing time. That's one of the best times of the year, and I do really enjoy what we have here.
Anishinaabe Ogima was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.